All right, thanks, Beetle. Joined out by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick down here at the Meadowlands. Coach, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. A couple additions to the table, right? A couple grandkids. It's good. Manda chipped in with one this year. So that's got to make you happy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great Thanksgiving with JC and Blakely at the table.
All right, Brian's due. I know he's got a long way to go yet, though. All right, 7-3 coming off the bye. You sit there and you look at your football team. These are really your six biggest games. Fair to say everything's in front of you as long as you take care of business?
Absolutely, yeah. We need to play our best football going forward, and we're in decent position, but this will all come down to how we do in the coming weeks. And this is a big one today against the Jets on the road in the division.
Sure, it's a divisional game. When you look at self-scout yourself at the bye and you look at things, whether it's offense, defense, special teams, whether bad, whether good, what's one thing that stood out to you about your football team when you look at it?
I just think we need to be more consistent. We've had good things in all areas, and we've also had not so good things in all areas. So I'd say just doing things well on a more consistent basis.
How the question of continuity up front with the line? I know you've had some guys in and out and shuffled guys, whether injury, whether illness. But how important is continuity, not only in the pass game but the running game, which is going to be critical for you guys here down the stretch?
Yeah, it's always good to have that. As you know, Scott, the National Football League, it's most every team has some changes on their offensive line over the course of a 16-game regular season schedule. So we've had a few. Hopefully we can minimize those going forward. But that's why you need depth and a complete team. So if it comes up, I think our guys will be ready.
I know special teams is a big thing for you guys going into this, especially with the kick coverage. They got a guy that's pretty good in the return game, and Andre Roberts, talked to him this past week, 18-plus. How critical is it to pin him back once you guys punt the ball to him?
Yeah, that's going to be a big challenge for us. Roberts is a very explosive guy. He's got good vision. Leads the league in kickoff and punt returns, and he's also very good in kickoff returns. So he's not a big guy, but he runs strong. He's hard to tackle. He breaks a lot of arm tackles, and he can go the distance. So this will be a big test for us today.
Offensively for them, the two backs that they've had, I know with Powell going on to injured reserve with the neck issue, they've got one guy in Isaiah Crowell. They've had a nice 1-2 punch. But what do you see in him? I know going back to the Denver game, they've been able to run the ball pretty well. They haven't run it as effectively as they did against Denver, but the Denver game really stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. They had a big day against the Broncos. It's really McGuire and Crowell. They're both good. They both have excellent vision and good speed. Crowell runs hard, and they've turned some not so big plays into big plays. You know, 7 and 10 yarders go for 40 or 50. So they have good breakaway speed. They're tough in the secondary and they're hard to tackle.
Obviously, with Darnold being ruled out, it's McCown's job to go out and lead the team as best he can. He's a guy that's been around the league for a while. How important is it to have that type of veteran? You guys have had it over the years, but to have a guy that could go in and have that seamless entry.
Yeah, I'm sure they have a lot of confidence in McCown. He certainly played well against us last year in our first game down here at the Meadowlands against the Jets. So he threw for over 350 yards. So he's a quality player that's very smart, knows the offense well, has a good arm, athletic enough to buy some time in the pocket and move out of it if he needs to. But certainly he has great experience and has done a good job in their system working with Darnold and their offensive scheme. So we have a lot of respect for him.
First time talking to you about a Jet week, we're going to look at their front and say, boy, there's 7 or 8 former first-round picks up there. But they do have some disruptive guys up front, and Williams is one of them.
Yeah, Williams is a great player. He's just a hard guy to block in all situations, run, pass, short yardage. He's tall. He gets his hands up. He bats balls down. He's a very disruptive player on the front. We'll have to do a good job on him. They also like to bring Adams down into the front and blitz him and put him in there with the linebackers. And so he's another guy that can be a problem if you don't get a hat on him. He'll go in there and hit the quarterback or mess up the running plays. So he's another disruptive guy in that group.
Okay, last one for you. Dunkin' Donut question of the week comes from Mike Conti of Placedown, New Hampshire. This far into the season, how critical is it for you to judge your team as far as the physical, the way you go at it? I know you put the hill in the back of running those guys, but to have that delicate balance is to take care of the football team but also to push them.
Yeah, I think our team's in pretty good condition. I think that's showed up a number of times this year. So I think we just need to maintain it and continue to work on it. But I don't think that's something that we a level that we have to get to. I think we're already at a pretty good level there. We just need to maintain it. And that came from the off-season program to training camp to a lot of, I'd say, extra work in the September, October areas. So I think we're ready to go there. Hopefully we can go out there and execute well today and get a win.
All right, good luck today. First one of two against the Jets. Go get them, Coach.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, so back up to Beetle at Splitsville.